The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
The Mogollon Rim, they say, is probably one of the most mispronounced locations in Arizona. I say Mogollon. Locals pronounce it more Mogollon.
I remember a commercial that was done out of state for the band Mogollon, and the guy called it Mogollon. And it actually ran for 3 days until somebody went, wait, that's not right.
Most likely named after Flores Mogollon, Spanish governor of the New Mexico Territory in 1712 to 1715. You can enter to win your Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz or click on the staycation tab from the homepage. Entries right now, we have already drawn for our August staycation winner. Mark from Santan won that. He'll be going to Cottonwood. Our winner for September will be sending up to Pine Top just in time to hopefully catch a little elk bugling.
Ooh.
Game and Fish has a couple events going on. One will help you learn a little bit more about elk. It is the elk viewing going on August 17th. That'll be up at Mormon Lake. You can go to azgfd.com on their events page. They also have the, we had them on last week. Remember, they were talking about the bat netting?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's going on July 26th, so next Saturday, and then again September 6th. That'll be up, it's south of Bartlett Lake Dam, but you go up through, you take Dynamite, like you're going out to Rio Verde.
Right.
And then when that dead ends, you can either go south into the little subdivision of Rio Verde, or you turn north, and I think it's called Needle Rock, but it'll be up in that area. If you're interested in learning more about any of Arizona's, I think there's 28 species of bats in Arizona. And then this one would be a lot of fun. This is, now you have to drive for this one for most of those listening audience. It's the Hummingbird Banding going on next Sunday. This will be the 16th annual High Country Hummingbird Festival. Now you go past Springerville, like you're going to Nutrioso or Alpine. And as you come up the mountain, you immediately turn right and drive down to the Spy White Mountain Wildlife Area. The Round Valley Chamber of Commerce is providing breakfast, and lunch items will be available for purchase. You can learn more about the hummingbirds of Arizona.
And, of course, Ramsey Canyon is a hummingbird spot where they migrate throughout the world. And that's south of Tucson, of course.
Yeah. Different part of the state. But if you look at it north and south, it's not too far off.
No, not at all. They're right on the path.
So could you go band one in Eager and catch one at Ramsey Canyon six months later?
They have to drink a lot of sugar water. Then you got to get in your car and haul all the way down to see if you can catch that, red-throated hummingbird.
True West Magazine this month that features Billy the Kid and a lot of the lore on him. Do you ever read that? I enjoy when I read something being slightly challenged. I don't like to sit there with a dictionary and have to look up four or five things to complete a sentence, but one or two a paragraph, I don't mind. They're always good about adding a slightly educated vocabulary to their writing.
And you know what's weird? On the way into the show this morning, I was listening to Billy Dean's hit, Billy the Kid. Great record. No kidding. Honest to God. Oh, by the way, while we're on the subject, we were talking about the alien abduction in Payson, the movie that... What's the name of the movie again?
TravisWaltonTheMovie.com.
Okay. We had a listener call up and mention about Cyrus Gilson, who was the guy that did the lie detector or the lie detector mm-hmm. gentleman too as well. Who played him in the movie?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the gentleman that called up said that was the gentleman, and he is still in Arizona. He's been retired, of course. So we may have to see where he's at and get him on the show. That would be fascinating to find out from him.
what his experience was? They always have old Vaquero sayings in the True West magazine, and they always crack me up. This month, it's when you study history, you realize people have been stupid for thousands of years.
Thousands.
Thousands. You ever watch Young Guns growing up? That was a big movie we were in our circle from our friends from New River. And one of the characters in it, Doc Scurlock, was played by Kiefer Sutherland. And he's kind of put out to be a loquacious poetic. And apparently that's not true. They've got a page on it. And in the movie, he dies in a gunfight. But that's not true either. He died in Eastland, Texas at the age of 80. For the last 45 years of his life, he would never talk about the days of Billy the Kid.
Wow.
At one point, that area, Lincoln, New Mexico, President Woodford B. Hayes declared it the most dangerous street in America.
And there you go. It was so dangerous that the music scared him, too. 8 o'clock hour coming up.
Also, a great article on John Wesley Powell in True West Magazine this month on his adventure through the Colorado River. Yes, 8 o'clock hour. It's Outdoor Living Hour, and we're going to talk about monsoon prep for your landscape.